Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem of Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Nazir Daf Chav Tes, the fourth parak Mishamar. So the three talks we're going to focus on are when the Mishnah taught that a father may make his son, who is a minor, a Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha hi b'Nazir, it's Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai regarding a Nazir. Reish Lakish was quoted as saying Kedei l'chanchu b'mitzvos. The rabbis enacted it for the father to train his son for mitzvos, as Rosh explains that Nazirus is an exercise in abstinence. The details of this law are readily understood according to Rabbi Yochanan because there are simply the parameters of the Halacha as given, but several require explanation according to Reish Lakish. The reason that only a father but not a mother can declare a child a Nazir is because he holds the mother is not responsible for a child's chinuch. A daughter cannot be declared a nazir because he holds the one's not obligated and his daughter's chinuch. Nadarim can also be imposed on a son, according to Reish Lakish. And relatives can protest his naziris, although they cannot impede the father's chinuch, because kol chinuch de lo chashiv nichole, any chinuch which is not dignified, the son doesn't want. Point number two, the Gemara raises more challenges to Reish Lakish's position that a child's naziris is a rabbinic enactment for a chinuch. Firstly, how can he be shaved at the end of the Naziris? Haka'avid hakafa. He's committing rounding off his hair, which is prohibited, except for the biblically mandated shaving of a true Nazir. The Gemara answers, Kasabra kafa is kol rosh mid the Rabbanan. He holds that rounding of the entire head is only the Rabbanan, as opposed to evening the sideburns with hair beyond the ears, so it can be superseded by the rabbinical enactment of chinuch. Moreover, how can his karbanos be brought? Not being a true nazir, the karbanos are biblically chulin and forbidden to be sacrificed. The Gemara answers that he holds chulin ba'azara lav deraisa. The prohibition to sacrifice chulin in the azara is not deraisa. Finally, the Gemara asks how the bird chatas in the event of tuma can be eaten, since malika is not a valid shchita except for a real karban. It answers that he also holds the ein shchita of min haTorah. Shchita is not biblically required for birds, and all these rabbinic prohibitions are superseded by the chinuch of this naziris. And point number three, what presents a machlokas until what age a father can declare his son a nazir? Rebbe says, ad sheyavi shtei sa'aros, until he grows two pubic hairs. And Rav Yosi Breid Rav Yehuda says, ad sheyagiyu la'onos nadarim, until he reaches the age of nadarim, which is a year before adulthood when he can declare his own nadarim. The Gemara first suggests that the point of contention is whether this naziris is a halacha Moshe Mitzinai or for chinuch, because the chinuch obligation ends after he reaches the age to make nadarim. It then offers two more explanations based on whether the halacha of a minor making nadarim near adulthood is stronger than the father's ability to declare a son a nazir. A similar machlokas appears about an incident in which Rabbi Chanina's father declared him a nazir and he was brought before Rabbi Gamliel to be examined. Tanaim disagreed if he was checking for two hairs or if he had reached the age of nadarim. Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Gamliel that he need not check him because he declared himself a nazir on the possibility he was an adult. Rabbi Gamliel kissed his head and declared, "Muftach ani bazeh shemor halach b'Yisrael. I'm certain that he will rule on halacha for Klal Yisrael," which came to be after a short time. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah taught that a father may make his son, who is a minor, a nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Halacha hi b'nazir, it's halacha l'moshe Mitzinai regarding a nazir." Reish Lakish was quoted as saying, "Kedei l'chanchu b'mitzvos." The rabbis enacted it for the father to train his son for mitzvos, as Rosh explains that Naziris is an exercise in abstinence. The details of this law are readily understood according to Rabbi Yochanan because there are simply the parameters of the halacha as given, but several require explanation according to Reish Lakish. The reason that only a father but not a mother can declare a child a nazir is because he holds the mother is not responsible for a child's chinuch. A daughter cannot be declared a nazir because he holds the one's not obligated and his daughter's chinuch. Nadarim can also be imposed on a son, according to Reish Lakish. And relatives can protest his naziris, although they cannot impede the father's chinuch, because kol chinuch de lo chashiv nichole, any chinuch which is not dignified, the son doesn't want. Point number two, the Gemara raises more challenges to Reish Lakish's position that a child's naziris is a rabbinic enactment for a chinuch. Firstly, how can he be shaved at the end of the Naziris? Haka'avid hakafa. He's committing rounding off his hair, which is prohibited, except for the biblically mandated shaving of a true Nazir. The Gemara answers, Kasabra kafa is kol rosh mid the Rabbanan. He holds that rounding of the entire head is only the Rabbanan, as opposed to evening the sideburns with hair beyond the ears, so it can be superseded by the rabbinical enactment of chinuch. Moreover, how can his karbanos be brought? Not being a true nazir, the karbanos are biblically chulin and forbidden to be sacrificed. The Gemara answers that he holds chulin ba'azara lav deraisa. The prohibition to sacrifice chulin in the azara is not deraisa. Finally, the Gemara asks how the bird chatas in the event of tuma can be eaten, since malika is not a valid shchita except for a real karban. It answers that he also holds the ein shchita of min haTorah. Shchita is not biblically required for birds, and all these rabbinic prohibitions are superseded by the chinuch of this naziris. And point number three, what presents a machlokas until what age a father can declare his son a nazir? Rebbe says, ad sheyavi shtei sa'aros, until he grows two pubic hairs. And Rav Yosi Breid Rav Yehuda says, ad sheyagiyu la'onos nadarim, until he reaches the age of nadarim, which is a year before adulthood when he can declare his own nadarim. The Gemara first suggests that the point of contention is whether this Naziris is a halakha Moshe Mitzinai or for chinuch, because the chinuch obligation ends after he reaches the age of making nedarim. It then offers two more explanations based on whether the halakha of a minor making nedarim near adulthood is stronger than the father's ability to declare his son a nazir. A similar machlokas appears about an incident in which Rabbi Chanina's father declared him a nazir and he was brought before Rabbi Gamliel to be examined. Tanaim disagreed if he was checking for two hairs or if he had reached the age of nedarim. Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Gamliel that he need not check him because he declared himself a nazir on the possibility he was an adult. Rabbi Gamliel kissed his head and declared, "Mufta chani bazeh shemor halacha b'Yisrael. I'm certain that he will rule on halacha for Klal Yisrael," which came to be after a short time. All right, so now we got our simur daf chavtes, and our standard simur is a kot. A kot. So here goes. The father who made his young son sitting on a hairy kot, a nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor karbanis and bird chatas, which would be used at the end of his naziris, and told his older son that he couldn't do the same because he had already reached the age of nedarim. Once again, in slow motion. The father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot. Cot? That must be one daf chavtes. The father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot a nazir to be machanech him, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a father may make his son who is a minor a nazir. Rav Yochanan says, halachi ben nazir. It's a halacha lo moshe Mitzinai regarding nazir. Reish Lakish was quoted as saying, kedei l'chanuchu b'mitzvos. The rabbis enacted it for the father to train his son for mitzvahs, as Rosh explains that naziris is an exercise in abstinence. The Gemara explains, according to Reish Lakish, why only a father can make a son a nazir, why he cannot make his daughter a nazir, and why relatives can protest. So, the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, a nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor, karbanis, and berchatas, which be used at the end of his naziris, which reminds us, the Gemara explains according to Reish Lakish, who holds that the father can declare his son as a nazir as an act of chinuch, how the father is permitted to have the child's hair shaved and not be over a kavas rosh, how karbanis can be brought on his behalf and not be over on bringing chulin into the azara, and how he could do malika on the chatas bird. So the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, a nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor, karbanis, and bird chatas, which would be used at the end of his naziris, and told his older son that he couldn't do the same because he had already reached the age of nedarim, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a focus into what age a father can declare a son a nazir. Rabbi says, ad shiyabi shtei sa'aros, until he grows two pubic hairs. Rav Yossi Breid Rav Yehuda says, ad shiyagio knows nadarim, until he reaches the age of nadarim, which is a year before adulthood, when he can declare his own nadarim. So once again, the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, ad nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor, karbanis, and bird chatas, which would be used at the end of his naziris, and told his older son that he couldn't do the same because he had already reached the age of nadarim. All right, so now it's time for four Ba'abach Hazara. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. The eccentric Harry Husband's 25th anniversary speech. 25th anniversary speech? That must be on Daf Chaf Hei. The eccentric Harry Husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazir funds, which go to Kamino Nadavos, to buy his gift, which reminds us, a Mishnah taught that a nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his karbanis, they go to Kamino Nadavos. The Gemara asked Velo to make chatas muravim behen, but chatas funds are mixed with him. Since his karbanis include a chatas, the funds cannot be used for any voluntary karban. Rabbi Yochanan answered, halachi hi b'nazir, it's halach l'mosh m'sinai, regarding nazir, that their funds aren't used for communal nadavos despite including chatas funds. Reish Lakish answered, the pasuk says, v'kol nidre, v'kol nivosam, any of their vows and any of their pledges. Atorah amra, moser neder yehi l'nadava. The Torah said that an excess of a neder goes for nadava, communal olos. So, the eccentric Harry Husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazir funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a shlamim and a tamura, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, the pasuk states, Raka deshecha she yilocha unadarecha, only your holy animals which you will have and your vows. The pasuk speaks of the offspring and tamura of karbanis. About them, the pasuk says, Tiso vase el hamakom sheyivchar Hashem. You shall take them and come to the place that Hashem will choose. The Brisa continues that one might have thought that they should be brought to the mikdash and water and food should be withheld from them, so they die, similar to an excess chatas, and explains why this is not the case. So the eccentric Harry Husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazir funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a shlamim and a tamura, before finishing and inviting his guests to watch him shech the ashim that was designated for grazing as a valid ola. Which reminds us, Rav taught an ashim which was designated for grazing, and he shechted it as an ola. It is valid as an ola. The implication is that the reason it's valid is because it was designated for grazing and removed from ashim status. But if it was not, it is not valid because the pasuk said, "Hu b'hava yosi yeh." It is an ashim, that it remains in its original ashim state until it is designated for grazing. Dav chavav. So the simon dav chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The hairy general, the military coup, that must be in Dav Chavav. The hairy general, the military coup, who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatz obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola, which reminds us, on Dav Chav Hey, Rabbi Yochanan explained that Halacha Moshe Misinah Rabbi Nazir taught that unspecified funds for his kabbanas go to communal nedavos. Here the Gemara proves that the same applies to funds designated for bird kabbanas, which include a chatas and ola, such as those of a mitzvah or a zav. The Gemara teaches that this is not the din in the case where someone who is obligated to chatas said, "It is upon me to additionally bring a voluntary ola," and he designated money and said, "These are for my obligations." The funds are an indeterminate mixture of the two, since there are unrelated obligations. Therefore, the Braisa teaches that he cannot use them for either an ola or a chatas. It concludes, if he died and had unspecified funds, they go to the Dead Sea and not to communal nedavos. So the hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chatas money from a dead nazir's carbon fund, which reminds us, Rava said that although unspecified nazir funds are used for communal nedavos, if the chatas money was removed from them, the remaining money is considered specified for the ola and shlamim, and it is not used for communal nedavos if the nazir dies. A brice is brought in support. A nazir said, "These are for my chatas, and the rest for the rest of my kabbanas of nazirus." The chatas money goes to the Dead Sea, and of the remainder, half is used for an ola and half is used for the shlamim, and it does not go to nedavos. So the hairy general of the military who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chatas money from a dead nazir's carbon fund. So he hid behind a stack of beams that were not easily convertible to cash, which reminds us, Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Oshanu Elamos, the halakha that unspecified money is used for nedavos was only taught regarding money, but an animal which is itself not valid for its carbon, which was designated for its carbonas through its sale, is like it is specified, and the animal is left to die instead of being sold for carbonas if the nazir dies. The Gemara records Malchokas if a bar of gold would be considered like money, since it was generally used to purchase animals and not sold for cash, being of uncertain value. All agree, however, that a stack of beans for building would not be considered like money because they are only sold to someone in need of them. Dav Chav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The child who blew his hairy kazoo, that must be on Dav Chav Zayin. The child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, which reminds us, whereas animals are considered specified because could you say that a chatas should be brought as an ola? This is a female and this is a male. Birds are not considered specified and the chatas and ola birds need to be specified. So the child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, and then at his late father's unspecified blemished animal to get it to baa, which reminds us, if a father and son were both nazirim simultaneously, the son may not use his late father's funds. A brisa teaches that if he had unspecified money, they go to nedavos, and the Gemara determines that blemished animals are considered like unspecified money. So the child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, and then at his late father's unspecified blemished animal to get a tabah, try to cheer up a nazir who just found out he could not be yotze with his deceased father's chatas by blasting his kazoo as loud as he could. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that the Torah says karbano is carbon regarding the chatas teaching, but karbano hu yotze be'en yotze be'karbon aviv. Only with his own carbon is a yotze, but not with his father's carbon. The Gemara continues and explains what we learned from karbano being written two more times. Dav Chav Ches, so the simmer Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The hairy strong man, that must be more than Dav Chav Ches, Koach. The hairy strong man who thought he could be made for his wife's naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, which reminds us, the Mishnah states the three mechokes regarding when a husband can no longer be made for his wife's naziris. The Tanakhama holds it's once the blood of one of her kabbanas was sprinkled. Rabbi Akiva says it's merely after one of the kabbanas is shachted, which is because of hepsid kudshim, a loss of kudshim. And Rabbi Meir holds he can be made for it even after all three kabbanas are brought, because he can say he does not want a wife with a shaved head. So the hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's naziris, even after all her karbanos were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after Rochatas, was merely shechted because of Hepsid Kadshim, which reminds us Rabbi Kiva's position that he cannot be made for after a carbon is merely shechted because of Hepsid Kadshim, a loss of Kadshim, that's specifically referring to Rochatas, because for the Ol and Shlomi, he could let the blood be sprinkled not for its original purpose, and that will permit the meat to be eaten, like we learned from the Kivsei Atzeres. So the hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's naziris, even after all her karbanos were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after Rochatas was merely shechted because of Hepsid Kadshim, and saw his son, whom he declared a Nazir, reject his Naziris by shaving his head. Which reminds us, the next mission states that Ish Madir is Beno Benazir, a man may declare his son a Nazir, Ve'ina Ish Madir is Beno Benazir, but a woman cannot declare her son a Nazir. And this Naziris may be rejected. How so? If he shaved or his relatives shaved him, thus demonstrating an objection to the Naziris, or if he or his relatives protested the Naziris, then the Naziris is void. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff when the blemished animals are considered like unspecified money? That's on Duff. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 2, which stuff does more explain how according to Reish Lakish, a son declared as a Nazir could shave his hair, bring karbanas, and eat the bird chattas? That's on Duff. Chav Tes. Good. Number 3, which of them and what is done in a case where the chattas money was removed from the dead Nazir's carbon fund? That's on Duff. Chavav. Good. Number 4, which of the Machlokes whether declaring a son a Nazir is based on halacha Moshe Mesinai or is an act of chinuch? That's on Duff. Chav Tes. Good. Number 5, which of the one brother keep his position that one cannot be made for his wife's Naziris after carbon is merely shechted is Mishum Hepsid Kadshim, because of a loss of Kadshim, and that's specifically referring to a chattas, that's on Duff. Chav Ches. Good. Number 6, which of the one that Nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his karbanas, those funds go to Kamino Nadavos, that's on Duff. Chav Hey. Good. Number 7, which of them a stack of beans for building would not be considered like money because they are only sold to someone in need of them? That's on Duff. Chavav. Good. Number 8, which Duff to be Makos regarding until what age a father can declare his son Hanazir, until he has 2 sa'aros or reaches the age of Nadarim? That's on Duff. Chav Tes. Good. Number 9, which Duff to be when the birds are considered unspecified, whereas animals are considered specified? That's on Duff. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we have the 3 machlokes regarding until when a husband can be made for his wife's naziris? That's on Duff. Chav Ches. Excellent. That concludes the shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldner. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.